From Salesforce Studios, this is Blazing Trails. Welcome back to Blazing Trails. I'm Michael Revo from Salesforce Studios. Today, we continue our Leading Through Change series with a very special guest, actor, comedian, and host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah. Trevor sat down with Salesforce Senior Vice President of Employee Marketing and Engagement, Jody Kohner, to discuss producing The Daily Distancing Show from his New York apartment and how this crisis has created a unique opportunity for people to connect with one another more authentically while they work from home. So let's get right to it. Here's Jody Kohner and Trevor Noah.
And welcome to another edition of Leading Through Change. We're very pleased to have you with us. And today we have an incredibly esteemed guest. We have the very talented Trevor Noah.
Hey, Jody, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome, Trevor. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
So in the event someone has been social distancing themselves for years and does not know who you are, Trevor is an acclaimed comedian, author, actor. I love this book. If you have not read it, Born a Crime is a tremendous book. And he does this other little side gig of hosting The Daily Show on Comedy Central. So we're thrilled.
Tiny little thing.
So welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The purpose of this series, Trevor, is to really help all of our customers and our partners and people in our community just figure out how to better lead through change, because certainly amidst all of this sheltering at home, there's a lot of change and there's a lot of a whole new world out there as to how we go about getting our work done. So the first thing I would love to get some thoughts on is I'd love for you just to pontificate a little bit about the importance of humor in a time like this and how humor can actually help us lead in a much more impactful way.
Well, I think one of the things I've always enjoyed about humor is that for me, laughing is the most authentic form of oneself. You know, when you are laughing, you are completely who you are. You know, you have no insecurities, you have no fears, you have no inhibitions. Laughter is truly you expressing yourself. And I think humor is a tool that we use to process information. You know, it's how we connect with other people. It's how we break tension. It's how we diffuse situations. And I think during this time, more than any time, humor is great for us if we use it in the correct way to just try and provide context, you know, because it feels like the world is ending, but it's not ending. It's just that we are trying to prevent a massive shutdown of our healthcare systems and prevent unnecessary loss of life. And so, you know, it's weird when a thing feels worse than it is, and we still have to take it seriously. But where do we find that balance? And I think that's where humor is really important. You know, it's important for us to exist in a space where we take things seriously, but we just release some of that pressure with laughter. We release some of that pressure with humor. Finding those moments where it is funny. You're holding a teleconferencing call from home. Now you're hosting meetings from home. At some point, someone's child is going to run into a frame. At some point, a pet is going to go crazy. And I think humor is having the ability to laugh about that, to enjoy it, to get to know your colleagues or your customers or your consumers better and connect with them, as opposed to, you know, existing, sorry, I'm so sorry, guys. It's like, you know, you laugh. This is my kid. This is my world. And we laugh about it. And we go like, man, what a crazy time we are experiencing that we have never and may never experience ever again.
You know, that's so interesting, because I had never really personally connected humor and authenticity. But so often when we talk about like what makes a great leader, it is that level of authenticity. It is that like very real human connection. And humor is a great way to get through to that. So through all of that, you know, through humor, one of the things I've really appreciated about the Daily Social Distancing Show is that you have been using this platform for positivity. And to really kind of, you know, bring that level of joy in a time of a lot of fear and uncertainty. Can you talk just a little bit more about that, like how you're thinking about your platform a little differently now and like the role that it plays?
Well, I think for myself and for anyone else in any position where they are impacting others, whether it's a business, whether it's services, whether it's just on a human level, I know that I have felt that I have not just an opportunity, but an obligation to be part of more of the positive conversations in and around what's happening now. You know, we live in a world where, you know, social media has brought us all together for good and for bad. You know, we've had more opportunity to connect with people, to spread positivity. Unfortunately, that's also amplified negativity. But I think during a time like this, it's crucial for us as people to spend less time fighting and more time moving towards the same goal, because we are all equally affected. No one is going to be unaffected by the economy. No one's going to be unaffected by coronavirus. And so for me, in that period and in that time, it's about processing information and not fighting with people. I've seen people get angry like, that person's not social distancing, or this person's not doing, but it's more like going like, no, hey, can we communicate with that person? Can we figure out a way to inform everybody? Can we find a way to create community during this period so that we have something to look forward to when we come out of it? You know, because if we lose all semblances of ourselves during this period, then what do we gain coming out of it? And that's what I've been trying to do, is provide context, you know, inform people about what's going on around the world. It is unique that we're in a situation that truly affects the globe for the first time in history. Even world wars didn't have every country involved. And so I think that's really what I'm trying to do right now, is just provide a moment of solace, a bit of information, some humor, and really just a connecting point, a touch point for people to say, okay, this is what we do together. This is how we connect. And then hopefully we use that to get us from one day to the next, which is the only way we can live right now.
Yeah. So when you look around you, who are other companies or organizations that you also see, like, just doing a great job in how they're responding, in the positivity, and how they're really trying to take a crisis and uplift us all? Are there companies or organizations that are just inspiring you right now? Or
I have been impressed by what companies are doing. And I think I've been more impressed by how companies are learning, to be honest. You know, I don't think any company was prepared for this. And so in their defense, not many companies have a pandemic strategy for people trapped at home. And so I've enjoyed watching how companies, you know, everyone from Salesforce to huge tech companies, whether it be, you know, Google or Instagram or Microsoft, figuring out how they can do what they do to improve the situation. You know, whether it's Google making sure to aim people, and Instagram getting people to the correct information and also getting people to spaces where they can contribute. Microsoft leading blood drives, helping connect organizations that are struggling, you know, with their broadband, giving people access to communication tools, you know, unlocking software for people who don't have it during this period. I think that's been really great to see. Companies that are retooling their factories to try and produce what we need, you know, whether it's fashion designers making masks for healthcare professionals, or even news organizations making coronavirus articles free. I think it's been really inspiring to see what we can and should be doing all the time. And now we've experienced an unfortunate motivator to make that happen. But it has been wonderful to see what we are capable of, because as much as we're companies are a collection of people. And I think we always have to make sure that we don't lose sight of that. And so it has been great to see those companies that are doing that, still contributing, still helping, still connecting people, not just to each other, but then to causes and platforms that help people help those who are less fortunate.
Yeah, the togetherness is really inspiring, I think. And I'm very hopeful, you know, that when we come out of this, that we'll all, you know, we won't not only uplifted each other, but we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to go down that path. So as you are now producing the Daily Social Distancing Show from your home, and you're trying to now connect with people through a screen and without a live audience, I'm curious if you have learned anything that you might want to share with others that who are in all business situations and are now trying to present through a screen, and you know, you can't really read the room as well, and you're trying to make those connections. You know, what have you learned, and what advice would you offer for people that are trying to now move into this virtual world?
Well, the biggest thing I've had to learn is how much it helps to be comfortable being yourself. You know, that is the one byproduct of this experience that I think is good for people, is because we are in our homes, we are, you know, fortunately in a space that represents who we are. And I think we could use that to our advantage to connect with people. Think about how many of us are communicating with people we've worked with for years, maybe even decades, and we really know nothing about them beyond the work that we do with them. And now I know I've spent more time inside my colleagues' homes than I ever have before. You know, people have spent more time in my home than they ever have before. And so even that little glimpse of where you exist as a human being beyond just a consumer or a producer has really been, I think, the human connection that we need to get comfortable with. And I think that's something that has bridged that connection gap that we can't maintain physically. It's something that has helped us to connect to the humanity of other people. And I've really been enjoying that. So for me, it's about being comfortable in sharing a little bit of your space with people who you're sharing, you know, this screen with, that you try and connect with every single day.
I love it. So you have a ton of different things going on. You've got books, you've got films, you've got video projects. I'm curious, like, if those are all kind of still in motion right now, or if you have had to put a lot of stuff on pause to be able to kind of focus on, you know, the different challenges that you may be facing and trying to get your show out every day. And the parallel that I would draw here as you're thinking about this is that I think a lot of companies right now, you know, are struggling with, you know, that reprioritized list of, mm-hmm. wow, I suddenly have like a lot of immediate employee needs and mm-hmm. I don't even know how I'm going to get to my bigger, you know, company goals. So right. I'm kind of curious to hear from you, like, what's on hold, what's the focus, and, you know, how are you thinking about prioritizing so many different work streams?
Well, for me, I mean, immediately my touring was put on hold, you know, so all my shows that I planned to do, we put those on hold, you know, gave people their money back and took that as an opportunity to come back and focus on, as you said, the things that I can do. My number one priority was keeping my employees employed, you know, as much as possible. And luckily, we've been in a space where we can maintain 100%. And that's why it was so important for me to get the show out and figure out a way to continue doing my show so that I could be in a space where the families that my show supports could continue to be supported. The other things I've been focusing on is just, I think, taking the time to do the things that I always thought I didn't have the time to do. You know, so one thing that happens with business a lot of the time is we put things away. We go, we'll get to that. We'll do that. We'll get to that. But I think now is a great time to tackle those issues and ideas because we are forced to. And if you do that in the right way, I think we'll get to a space where when we come back to our normal lives, we will have learned so many things that can improve the way we do. I was talking to someone the other day who said to me, he spent an average of 15 to 20 days a month traveling just to hold meetings. Wow. And he said now he's come to realize that they weren't all necessary, you know, and that has been a positive byproduct of this existence, is realizing he didn't need to fly around the country and the world to maintain a positive personal connection with other people. And so hopefully that's a byproduct that he'll be able to bring back into his normal comfortly life, where it'll improve not just his life personally and his family, but the company, you know, whether it's your resources, how are you using things? I think now is an interesting time to think about how we use what we use and why we use it. And that's what I've been doing on my side, is trying to hone in on, you know, wastage, wasted time, wasted space, wasted energy, all of that, and thinking about how I can create what I create in a more efficient manner that focuses on the people who help me create it, as opposed to just the behemoth that you sometimes get inundated with, and that is the company.
I love it. I think that's brilliant. Well, thank you. Take care of yourself and stay safe through all this.
Thank you so much. Remember to wash your hands. Don't touch anybody strange, and enjoy the peace that we have to experience right now.
Yes, indeed. Take care, Trevor. Thank you.
That was Jody Kohner and Trevor Noah. You can find Trevor's Daily Distancing Show on YouTube by simply searching The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, or by clicking the link in our show notes. For more information and resources on how you can lead your business through change, go to salesforce.com. You can also tune into these conversations live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific at salesforce.com. Salesforce is here to help.
Blazing Trails is a production of Salesforce, a customer relationship management solution committed to helping you deliver the personalized experiences customers want, so they'll keep coming back again and again. Salesforce, bringing companies and customers together. Visit salesforce.com/learn more.